This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Welcome to Unscripted. Quick note before we begin. The cast and crew will accept zero responsibility or liability for any decisions that listeners make after listening to us, be that good or otherwise. Honestly, people, do not take life advice from us, as we are not experts in anything useful. We're simply here to share our opinions and hopefully provoke thought and not wrath. And of course, if we hurt your feelings, that will be addressed at some point in life. But hopefully today is not that day. So listen responsibly and enjoy.
All right, what is? Yeah! Welcome again, everybody.
You should have put my phone on the table.
I would recommend that you do that.
Okay.
I think we are recording, so you don't know. Welcome again to another episode of Unscripted. It's nice.
I would have planned that.
So, I'm your host, Cafe, but of course, we're there with my panel and my favorite co-host, my favorite people. You don't know the international superstar Craig T. Cross is straight.
Hey.
You don't know the great, the illustrious Rodney Campbell, fresh from VK. Man's out here in that Brixton wear, yeah?
Europa.
Hey.
How you say?
How was it you say UK?
Yeah, Europa.
Who are that Espanol?
Poquito.
Oh, Poquito.
And this is that, Doc.
Happy vacay, guys.
Yeah, so I did vacay, got off on vacay. I actually did a little boozy vacay, we're not that way right now. But who I'm right here?
Who goes to Dubai, Jaja?
One, Danny Q. Jaja.
Hi, everybody.
Yeah.
Okay.
So now we have a female on the panel, of course.
Hot.
That's going to be interesting. A hot female.
Yes.
That goes without sense. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Sure.
Talks.
Room warm up, like see. You see someone in GM style being differently.
Yeah.
That's all I wanted.
Mikey. Bill.
Hey, yo.
Bill.
Yeah.
Bill.
But it's a good time. We're going to have good fun today.
We are.
Couple of things I have to talk about is ice and plastic. Yeah, you're going to be sponsors. Of course, every week we are sponsored by Ice and Plastic. As you can see, a whole heap of plastic there, but
it's nothing like ice.
Rodney.
We have done with that plastic stuff that too.
Rodney, like all over the ice.
It's PPA, so.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
What PPA stand for? I'm not a clue what I'm
not feeling.
Oh,
blood pressure.
PPA
<Yeah. laughs>
free.
PPA Society.
PPA free.
Yeah, shout out to the PPA Society of Jamaica. You're going to dance. Wait, yeah. So, what going on is? Not for you, tell me.
Matthew Hyatt.
Yes.
Yeah, sorry.
His sentencing was.
You guys have a bring up speed. What was sentenced?
Yeah, 13
years.
But they are mitigating circumstances.
So,
how is he serving?
Hold on, no. Let's go into it properly. For those who are unaware, I mean, if you've been living under, it was like for you with lock up in girlfriend and I'm dorm. Burn her with iron, beat her with belt, choke her, that kind of something.
Yeah.
Feel it, put money on some status, and that's how you got caught.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God you're stupid.
Mm-hmm. 1000%.
Yeah. And then in the court, there must have woman appearance and the court and everybody that say, oh, and then trouble that you have mental issues for a long time. You didn't see if you specialist, that specialist. And at some point, society in general is looking at it like, yeah, you know, I get some insanity queen, you know, like a part of the risk because, you know, auto life scheme.
That was good.
And then Paul, I get 13 and a half years.
Yeah, he got guilty.
Yeah. But, I mean, like, there was still like insanity plea coming in where they would have tried getting like a tap on the wrist and maybe sending to like, you know, rehab or something like that. I'm sure that's what society in general is looking at it like.
Only,
you know,
only because his address and his family background.
Yeah.
And this misconception we have that only poor people in Jamaica.
I mean, it's true, would have made us feel that way.
Yeah, well, that's look here. How many people who have money go to trial? And how many people who don't go to trial? 10,000 people who don't have money go to trial, 5,000 go to prison. If 400 people who have money go to trial, 15 go to prison.
But too much must have gone around the money.
Yeah, I'd rather have this coming from
here. I don't feel that there's no way
I'm
You know how many money people out there are coming crime? Where we are all on bond? No.
Of course not.
The numbers are lower, bro, so your convictions will be lower. It's not that they don't, that they always get to it. It's that far less of them go. But if she didn't have this kind of trauma to physically talk about, maybe he would have walked to, who knows?
True, but I want to also reiterate, just for, let's kind of run through it really quickly.
Mm-hmm.
This young man took someone's daughter, his girlfriend. They're in university, I think it was first or second year. He locked the door, so he locked her in his dorm room. He burned her with an iron.
Feel like a deer.
An iron. Yeah. No, I am big iron, but I use iron clothes.
Okay, I'm sure everybody here, and I'm gonna read the details. Go on, tell the story. No, go on, tell the story. I'll find it.
Burned her with an iron. Beat her with a belt. This is a girl who probably never get beaten in her life. But her boyfriend is now beating her with a belt after he burned her with the iron, leaving her with those marks.
I'm required to have a show at some point.
Yes.
You want me to read the thing?
Yeah. Please.
It triggered in a point. All
right. Trigger warning.
Yeah. So it says, Hyde, who pled guilty in September, had not only used an electric iron to sear the complainant on both her bottom cheeks, her two breasts, in between, her nose, lips, forehead, arms, two jaws, and both sides of her back, but also kicked her, pulled her by the hair, held her by the throat, and beat her with a belt. Yo, there's more details to get real graphic.
Yeah.
Bro,
you know, one of the things that stood out to me from the beginning of this, when we got some intricate details about it and the length of time it took place, if you're familiar with the dogs,
mm-hmm.
for the length of time it took place and all the things he did, I said, nobody.
Nobody heard her?
No, I think we reached that stage where we'll probably hear certain things.
What
and we just go through and say,
yeah.
So was it a trial or how it
goes? They started to have a trial and then he pled guilty, which then.
So after he pleaded guilty, yeah. Like everything just started. Like, what was his. Did he get to speak at all or anything else?
No, he never did.
He said nothing, just.
No.
His defense.
He didn't have no reason.
That's what defense tried to say. So in defense, they tried to say,
he has a history.
You have mental issues.
Different things.
From the little youth, they must say, like, head chip and. Conscious away from
the most important part was it was his history of trauma,
right.
And different things that have happened to him, which
I know he used to lash out. So what they're saying is that, yo, he's known to lash out like this and do weird things, because in the past they have situations where they have seen other therapists before and they have those documented when he was a child, which cool.
But
society, everybody going to need some kind of therapy.
Exactly, right?
That's why I have a lawyer, bro.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
I'm very glad that no man going about in business during these 3 days.
No, 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 no.
He must be there with her.
Yeah, he's in there with her.
He's in there with her. Oh my God. If there's one thing I'm feeling right now, and speaking of the Cleveland, but...
Hey!
It's okay, it's okay. It's okay if we get one. I'm thinking earlier in our life, we get one, at the better.
Because, oh, so that's why he did it? That's
yeah.
Why
yeah, yeah. You were some...
He was
on the depression, say, yo, shout, so what?
And I think they got to the point where they were not any longer in a solid
right.
Thing. There was some...
Yeah, it was shaky.
X thing happening. But
yeah.
The part of the body is...
Also, shall I leave him on the shut off it.
Yeah, but if you don't even understand the sentence, and look, and there are a lot of people who are very upset when they're at about 13. But then a lot of people also said they're surprised because they really thought that, you know, the argument about
his issue. Yeah, exactly what it worked.
She got $2 million prior to getting to this point, right?
In an attempt to settle.
Well, as part of the mitigation,
it's probably medical expenses.
Yeah, so you're trying to make things.
Oh, this is from his family.
Yeah, not as bad as. Mm-hmm. So her attorneys, I suspect, have encouraged her now to pursue a civil case.
Right.
Truth be told, now that he's already got the 13 years, if you're going to come and say, all right, I need $10 million, the family might consider that he's an adult. He's not 14 years old. He's already going to prison. They don't really need to pay this money because he's responsible
right.
To pay this money. They paid it for him because of the circumstance.
Mm-hmm.
So, and if you pay it out of boy done gone bad already.
Mm-hmm.
But paying it wouldn't then suddenly make his sentence reduce the way take it. I think, all in all, I think he would have 10 years.
So what was that worry though? Whether or not he should have gotten 13 or whether he should get more with
his age. His age, like, his age, his age, what do you feel? Is he in circumstance,
yeah,
13
I mean,
years?
If a judge decides that 13 and not 13.
Then you think, more or less, I got okay.
For me personally, 13 sounds legal. But I would say this, 13 years including what? Is he going to get 30? Is he gonna because the thing is, people don't understand, you know, time don't heal nothing, you know, it's time on work, time on consistent determination to be a better person.
Yeah.
So if he's just sitting in prison every day, waking up, eating his 3 meals, going to sleep, after 13 years of law, he's gonna come out the same person.
Yeah.
He's just gonna come out a grown-up version.
We also have to understand, you know,
of himself.
That he is uptown. Not only uptown, but he very much represents a certain social strata when you look at him as well.
Mm-hmm.
13 years for him.
Which social strata she represents? Like how she looks?
As far as I know, I think she's middle.
Yeah.
From
here,
okay.
Middle.
Okay.
But his family is a well-known family. You understand? But when you look at him and what he presents, doing 13 years in the system, he's young. We don't have a tendency to throw the entire life of prison at younger people.
But 13 years, you'll still be young.
Well, there you go, yeah. But if you give him 25 years, given, remember, that's why lawyers defense lawyers and prosecution come together with these things.
Right.
They both made an understanding or agreed to, knowing that one is age, the mitigating circumstances of his social background, the restitution that was made, which in many ways, money serves. Yeah, so all these things compensate for the length of time that you give to Tom.
Okay.
Right. It's funny that we're on this topic of penalties. Personally, if what I've heard about what happens in prison, if even 5% of it is true, 13 years of that, I think you can come with a different person. That probably will be therapy. So,
what
do you think
I come up better or worse?
That's not for me to decide.
That's the question.
While we're on the topic of penalties, we haven't heard much about that other disturbing situation.
Yeah.
Little girls and
I can't even.
Yo, that one got me again.
Yeah,
that
one
was a food.
I know.
I mean,
I've
seen both sides of the coin. I see a lot of people saying, yo, throw them under jail and lock them up forever.
Yeah.
In the same way that you're thinking about therapy and, you know, making sure that they become better people. They are boys. And the truth is, some of them are reenacting what they see in their own homes.
True.
And two, some of them under peer pressure and just follow what they're reaching them and just to be a part of the group. So at this point, I don't want to condemn them because boys have children, have sons.
And sons cannot afford.
No, of course. Right. I believe in consequences. They need to learn.
You can't afford.
But, you know, how do we try that balance?
You see, when you start off with, but they're boys.
Right.
I'm happy that maybe a lot of the people in my life back in the day, they'd probably show me some mercy when we had to do some weird things out the road and I'm going, but as time goes by, you have to understand why the thing comes down the way it does. They're just boys. It's one of the wickedest escape route you can give.
Don't take it away.
I'm not saying I'm not saying
when he got to the fifth one, she has the right to say, yo,
I'm not going to change my mind.
Mm-hmm. And that, I know, should be a no.
Right.
You know what I mean? But would that then reflect on the woman? Would anybody feel like they want to judge the woman because of her decision that she has to say, yo, you know, I need to decide to meet you on single season? Would it look like it badly? And I believe there's a possibility, said it's a combination of the two.
There's an understanding that some information it sounds like I'm saying, you are.
It don't even matter. My thing is, how do we make better people to both of them? Because the young lady is also in a situation where she, I'm sure, is feeling some level of embarrassment, a lot of trauma. You know what I mean? She's had to deal with all type of different things. How do we make sure that both of them, the young lady and the young boys, get out better people?
You know what this whole situation reminded me of too? The Diddy situation. When I saw when that video came out with Cassidy and we saw him. Mm-hmm. And there were certain types of points of some women, because women were bashing her. Oh, she knew what she was doing. That's not the dispute here. So many things are against.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Right. But yet she knew what she was into. But when you sit down with a woman, it made me so, like, flabbergasted having to explain this to women. I said, did you notice that that woman had her shoes in her hand, tiptoeing out of the place, trying to, that is a woman that is scared for her life. She don't even want a man hear her or walk out.
Flabbergasted, surprised.
No, you know, this is not, he's not challenging the big word. I don't know what it
means.
Momentary.
But then you see here, which goes back to even our initial conversation before we came out, we were talking about empathy.
Yeah.
No, people can't recognize them in there. So yes. Was she wrong for being there? Yes. But do we condemn her?
It's all your social. It's a socialization. No, but it's a socialization.
We shouldn't.
It's a socialization. When I tell you that Craig now beat you, him not love you.
Yay.
Understand? That's how grandmother did say, great grandmother said, me said, and you are expected to tell your daughter the same thing. Yeah. Bro, you just get thrown in there as an example, right? No,
yeah. Why do you always keep on Tyson?
I just said, yeah. Why?
No, why?
Every time you keep on Tyson.
No, man, from him to Mikey, everything gone by. But you see the circle, and your family, and everything by extension, sooner or later, the voice that comes to the table and say, no, man, what is wrong?
Yeah.
Everybody turned and said, something wrong with you.
I was just about to ask, add that to what you're saying.
Because you clearly...
You become the villain now.
All right. And it's just one of them things. When you're a young boy, I'm going to make the mistake of talking about your father, girlfriend, and salad and them something. You sit down and learn the way a lot of women interpret some things. And it's frightening to you. It's almost like, one man complained about our boyfriend a cheater. Your man said, you don't understand. You don't want that money, just there with you alone. And you said, oh, Zee. Here are these philosophies.
I really need every man to experience Salon.
Salon teacher, brother.
The thing is, brother, is amazing. Come and listen to our message. Is each individual's right? Set them personal about me.
Sure.
What is happening universally right now is the erosion of respect of people's personal boundaries. That's what's happening. Because if this woman decides that she wants to fuck five men and not six, it's fear of business. So if you end up being the six, you must fuck off. I really, it's supposed to go.
Yeah.
But nowadays you find that you have youths who them feel like them entitled to that sixth place.
Definitely.
Yeah,
and they feel like she not have the right, you can tell them say.
No.
Because him get this and him get that, so when my one
entitlement.
And it's the same thing with the youth with them high some women are like, well, you need them parents.
True.
Mm-hmm. You understand? There are situations, that's why it's a thing. Some people like when they draw them by them here. Some people like when they choke them. But it go bad one day because of the lack of respect for their personal boundaries.
Yeah.
Then decide, say, all right, you can throw up your big old bed, but when I really want an iron burn today, you can know, say, all right, my iron
burn. No, iron burn today, yeah.
I'm going today. So that's the thing. So me, I listen to it, and aside from the burning with the iron, there is nothing. I never see it because, you know.
No,
tie up and left and treat it.
Yeah. 3 days?
Bro. You have quirky people.
If you like it, yeah.
A lot of.
But
you have quirky. No, but you also have people out here that that want you to push them right to the edge of what they're trying to
come up with. That's true.
Them like being at a point where they might not like.
And you know, the only time is a problem when we have a country. Then no is suddenly your first.
And they're not playing no more. It's not this point.
And that's why you sometimes end up with these very bad situations.
And it's also an issue when the public gets involved. Because these boundaries and these interactions are private interactions.
Yep.
So it reach a point where, you know.
Yeah, but you post it on the WhatsApp status, so you definitely invite that shit.
We're in trouble.
I think he's a special kid. I understand what you're saying. We're not making a defense for him.
No.
But what I'm saying is there are unique situations where people are consensually doing these things and they might enjoy it.
Yes. And for those who want to learn about sexual boundaries, if you don't watch 50 Shades, please don't watch it. You will definitely learn about sexual boundaries. You know, all of them.
Benny, they have a share of our favorite movies.
Absolutely not.
50 Shades in a week, though. Tell the truth.
Not to me.
The movie and the books are different. I prefer the books. But the books are really good.
Yeah, man, the books are really good. But it teaches, because for me, with everything, I feel like everything that we watch, everything that we read, we learn. So when you watch the movie, if you learn visually, watch the movie and pay attention to the lessons, because it's not just about, having sex and being a dominate, whatever. It's actually teaching your sexual boundaries. Like, if you notice, when Homer say, oh, no, he said, all right, cool.
Him half a bill.
Yeah. He doesn't want to.
This, I think, kind of message. No means the fuck no.
I know it's a full sentence.
Before you reach this up, what I want to advise the man, please remember, not because she said she want that, and everything she said she want, sometimes if you stop, you have to ask yourself and stop yourself long before the no argument. True. From you.
Pay attention.
When a woman I tell you about, yeah man, tie around her neck and she'll tell the title that don't be a fool to the system.
Yeah.
If you think that, yo, it's something wrong, right? Better she scan your laugh after your scandal. Walk away, because you see,
when it cross
the problem, and the problem can't fix right now and there.
Yeah.
You can't tell the policeman, say,
you're right.
And she, you tell me now and then.
Alright, so I have one more kind of person that can query my room.
Okay, hold on.
What's your name? Barbara Gale.
Oh, man.
She's a renowned journalist. You know, lady, the woman. I'll be a kind citizen. Minister to this youth. Allegedly.
Barbara, teach me how you about things.
My sources who live in the community, and I say, yo. Money is a garden and she minister to the people and they come to our house.
Bro, she send, what is it? Barbara said,
kind of.
We call it prayers and scripture verse and it. Every day through the day. Barbara Gale is what I call the most celebrated, unassuming, unannounced person. If Barbara Gale walked into this room, all the people who always talk about her by name, and rate her on the most, you would never think of she that.
Mm-hmm.
She's that little lady in the corner, probably 5'1" or if so much, and weigh almost none. She's always been jovial thing, but a very quiet, unassuming
one.
For you to beat her in her head, not hit her dead, beat her in there, she was bludgeoned. You want to look up that to them?
I mean, when
you think about it,
when you spell B-L-O-O-D.
Stop it!
No, for somebody, that I personally think is two people, because the two acts that took her out are so totally different.
Mm-hmm.
For you to beat somebody in the head, and also be the person who stabbed her several times in the right side of her neck. I'm gonna say, how would that work? Barbara, if you box on Barbara Gale based on her age, she's 77. Based on her age, her physique, okay, everything. While boxer on wrong one, she probably knock out. So it's not as if you needed to dominate her.
Yeah.
It seems like you were already insistent on getting something. Where the money are, and she said, so the more she probably, I tell you, me not have it, is the more you're enraged, because stabbing somebody one time, two times, three times, four, repeatedly, take a lot of rage. To bludgeon a woman of her age and thing, and the irony of all ironies, she spent her life, 4.5 out of 5 decades, a cover, crime and courthouse, and became a victim.
What's
that? Our crime, I'm going to tell you something, Reggie.
Someone is breaking and
no, I think he went in willingly.
There was,
I think he was there, and
there was that video. I think she was on the porch, like, on her front porch, in this time with the young man.
Yeah.
And then apparently after that, things
got messy. You know, all the time, okay, so as per usual, you know, these stories I already hear them until we decided to start talking about them, but all the time I hear stats are numbers are modes of attack, like this is in crimes of passion.
Yeah.
So
our passion / rage.
Right. So like me, I try in my head now, me I try to say, why would somebody have that kind of rage towards what you did? You know, and such a scene, as I said, honestly, yeah, it's such a lady work when I read it. What are people are trouble people? Why would somebody else?
Not physically imposing at all. Why, you know? They don't feel like a person, that person that I know.
Well, I remember I talked to a young man who killed several people in Clarendon. And Russian Barnett, but before Russian Barnett, Russian did 5, this person did 3. And one of the things he said was that he had been deported. And at the time, there was some money that he was supposed to get. And then realized, okay, the person who didn't think of the money says she had the money. And he got him and said, you need the money.
Mm-hmm.
And he leave and said, all right, if you not get the money, when you come back, and he came back and saw she almost 200 people, said stab one first, and I tell her, I said, wait, then get vexed, he will stab the next one. I mean, I said, in the end, that's really what this whole rage was about. Yeah.
So what's she wrapped? What's blah, blah, blah?
They took her car and her phone. The scene itself was an experience, man, but it wasn't It wasn't the typical a murder scene.
Mm-hmm.
It was dread. Because, I mean,
you can
imagine, obviously, several to the neck.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of spraying, bashing, what have you. But clearly, part of it too is familiarity. Because I think for you to drive out her car out of that gated community, the advantage is when you drive out, most time people don't pay in mind, because if you live there, you can drive out through residence gate.
Actually, yes.
And the gate. So
the security doesn't stop you at the exit.
Right. If you're coming in,
it's a barrier, you slow down.
If you're coming in, you have to go either visit a resident.
Mm-hmm.
So that now requires, well, because you're supposed to have your thing as a resident to come in. So I think he knew well.
So that's the show's ministering to him, or
so, yeah, she look here, she preached to everybody, and she had prayers, meeting, and because she retired now, so she pretty much just the woman every morning she walk and.
But there's a video.
They caught him on camera, but
face and everything.
Finally, the Jamaican police found somebody nearby, which is. So he disposed the vehicle.
I think he listed out the phone.
He disposed of the vehicle in bushes, and they decided to search the nearby bushes this time.
Mm-hmm. And the Jamaican police say, yeah, we'll find him.
Wow. First.
I think he's still at the phone though. So, because remember, technology, you know.
Yeah, sure, this guy's not a very bright criminal. Not many, most criminals.
I should have been wrong. And even that.
this boy's the main thing.
Maybe she catch him out of something.
True.
Maybe.
I thought that.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe
she catch him out of something.
Maybe, because there was a report that said he was trying to break into another neighbor's house. Because I'd say he's the gardener for Monday, or you live next door. So I'm trying to break into Monday, and probably she caught him. Mm. It's a possibility. I mean, condolences, thoughts and prayers to the family.
Yeah.
Rest in
peace, Barbara.
Yeah, best wishes to the family.
Yeah, it's on the fraternity, I mean.
Quick 2 minutes on Paula.
Paula, what about that?
Younger to us. When it comes to anything uneasy at this stage, I just know my young guy believes in.
Well, she's, the appeal court has found that,
can't keep the work.
Yeah, that she should have been there heard in the judgment, according to them, and that she should have been allowed to continue, given the extension for the age. So it's pretty much, all right, so now we can make some people work to go older, but she never does on draw feet at the right time, so all right, go on. The higher court come and say, no man, but look here, she fit in the age bracket.
Mm.
You should appreciate that, given our extension, and the lower if we go and work.
Mm-hmm.
And the crux of it really going to come down to how one court interpreted what was presented,
mm-hmm.
and how the appeals court looked at it. And I suspect the appeal court simply said, we think it is quite fair for her to be allowed under the increase of age, and that she had her contract extended. When I came, little before it should or little after it should, don't use age as the argument. So now, I believe you've continued to peer over time, because remember.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
So, this Ms. Thompson, DPB Thompson, has been acting.
Mm-hmm.
So, all that happens now is that the substantive post, Ms. Welling, goes back to our substantive post, and Ms. Thompson, naturally, it would go back to hers. How much longer that contract will be, I suspect the DPP probably will do 2 more years, I think. Probably 2 more years and then probably call it a day.
Badness. See, we can't always count on ready for these things. So long and short, Paula keep the work 2 more years.
Yeah.
Big up, Paula.
Yeah, so, big up, why not?
Yeah.
I like the shirt.
Yeah, kindness is so gangster.
Oh, it's so nice.
It's got
the content.
The letters.
Yo, we can't wait. So when God forward, we get to, yo, we can't wait to tell God to the money about your friend. It's nice and normal.
I don't mind them, I'll rub them on.
Yo, man, try to be inclusive.
You don't need to be inclusive.
Mikey. Go easy.
Juicy. Everybody say juicy.
Juicy.
The juicy part is in the
yo.
No,
I'm
sorry.
Training girls said Instagram obsolete. And I was like, wow.
That's a press. That's social media
press. No. Damn. Let me tell you, TikTok is a whole different arena.
It's like a whole universe.
It's a whole different universe. That's Gen Z's world over
there. We were having a conversation about TikTok earlier. What did I say?
Not queer.
Yeah, alright, yeah.
Okay,
bro, it's a jungle.
Yes, sure. That's what it means.
I kill people for money now, guys.
Yeah, all type of money, like, all kind of things going on.
Weird. Two things, in my opinion, as somebody who is now you know.
But you have to tell them the story because for those who don't know the story.
So the TikToker Tonda TV, she's always doing voiceovers, making songs, using her vocals, you know, talking, saying different things, creating content, and she says some funny stuff sometimes. Like, not gonna lie, like I've seen a few of her videos. She's hilarious. She is the one responsible for the song. I am in Jamaica. Where are you? I know we all know that song. We must all know that song.
I learned it when I was watching that.
Okay.
That video. Like,
so it's huge on TikTok,
yeah.
And everybody uses
it.
Everybody voice over. I'm in Jamaica. Where are you? You know what I mean? So no, Juicy Beef has taken the song, which is it's TikTok's intellectual property. Yes, but it's also Tonda's intellectual property because it's Tonda's song. It comes from her, and when you look at the reel that they posted, you can see that the song says Tonda TV, the original person.
Right.
And they've taken her song, used it, but used another TikToker in the commercial.
Who named it? Juicy.
Juicy. Yes.
Okay.
So Juicy.
So on Juicy posted it on the TV song.
No. No.
On the TikTok.
On the TikTok.
I believe
it's at the top. Should be.
It should be.
It's her original.
It's her original song.
Oh,
it should be.
Okay.
No. In my opinion, personally, I think they should have reached out to Tonda. I don't know if they did. Maybe they did. Maybe they never got through to her.
They didn't know.
I do believe she deserves some sort of compensation. Honestly. It's her voice. It's her song.
I think it's on like this.
One second. I just want to confirm something.
Yeah.
I keep hearing it said that it's her voice.
Yeah, it's her voice.
Because remember now, everybody and his wife,
yeah, man,
has used the slang.
Not yet, but no, it's her voice.
Okay, because
it's her voice.
If it's her voice, so the person, the other TikToker then, was
mimicking.
Mimicking.
She was mimicking.
She was mimicking.
Over
the girl's
voice.
Over that voice.
Yeah. So she didn't do it over him. So that would be a whole different conversation.
So I'll show you this now. So
yeah.
You see around it? Don't worry, I'm there. So you'll be even right at the edge and...
Nobody know what
So,
brother, a bloody shoes, devil.
Big time. So, yeah, but for the people who don't fully understand how TikTok works.
Yes.
So I will create a video. Let's say my team will say, yo, my cup empty. Tomorrow, then he will do a video. She will hold an empty cup, or even a full cup, and be like, she will play the audio that I made.
Yes.
And then say, yo, my cup empty. So, Tonda would have made this video. Thousands of people would have used it.
Yes.
It became popular, and Juicy said, okay, use this now campaign. Two things. Tonda's visual is not what made it popular. Vocal make it popular.
Very true.
So then say, yo, that they use my people, what me like, film visual, who need it more appealing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, put them in a this for coincide with this audience.
Mm-hmm.
I want to make an ad. They make an ad, social media ad. It went left. Brother, I'm people that say, oh, the mother boy cut Juicy parties.
Pretty?
People start styling Juicy
and all this shit.
Remember when Beyonce said to the left?
Hold on. Yeah. But she helped make it go left.
Yeah, her video, well, I'm later learning that that was based off of her video, because
yeah.
I saw her video after the
well, I think,
me too.
I think
so
she
was an
uproar
person.
She beat herself too. You know the argument, which telling her sometime. Bro, all you have the right, or you think you have the right, make somebody who have more sense than you,
mm-hmm.
or more experience than you,
mm-hmm.
help you, because see how you just jump on the TikTok
mm-hmm.
thing and it go viral,
mm-hmm.
you jump on the rap.
Mm-hmm.
So you got a classism,
mm-hmm.
you got a racism,
colorism,
mm-hmm.
colorism,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
All of that.
All before you reach the part that simply say,
because Tonda, I just give it
a
pretty song.
Senaleta. Mm.
A picture. Tonda is dark skinned.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry, Tonda.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
And
so,
the young lady in the actual ad.
Yeah, you're going to be that night. You're going to be my actually.
I like it up.
Yeah, alright, so when
I watch the thing today, I like the skin be that nice and the sit on that. I said, not two black girls.
Two black girls.
There you go.
Exactly.
One is
light. But remember,
that's why we came out the colors.
Yes,
but
it's really colors.
It's light skin
anymore, it's colorism.
Bro, and that's because some people know that every juice to leave his own
by Brown.
No, she likes
that.
Yeah, she likes that.
But here's the joke. You mentioned the TikTok creation. A lot of them are done that way.
TikTok is a whole different
way. A lot of them are done that way. Where my original creation becomes a voice over everybody else, you know what I mean?
Right.
Sure.
But that's can also start a whole thing where I make thousand of it, do the exact same thing you do, and we use Craigie vocals.
Obama vocals.
Yeah. Good.
But I was saying,
intellectual property now.
Yeah.
Or,
and then there would be no argument there.
No, or.
But I don't think about that. The truth is, they see a trend.
Yeah, and they're jumping on the trend. Yep.
So I think, granted, I understand where Hunger is coming from. Like, it would have been nice for them to say, yo, you know what?
Yeah, be that.
Your thing is so popular, come and participate.
Yeah.
But they don't wear that.
You're right.
Because the royalties, whatever she's going to get from the people using that same sound over and over again, it's her compensation.
Yeah.
Truth is, we all want more. Ultimately, that's not
very true.
Well,
when it comes
legally,
down to legally and integrity, she's not designated like
nobody has.
Well, sure. let's just prefer with something. The law can tell you.
We still got
like, copyright and all these wonderful things.
Yeah.
If you don't have that, you don't have argument.
Yeah.
Law and legality is interpretation. When I did this, this is what I set out to do. When you used it, this is what you set out to do.
Mm-hmm.
And we now have an understanding, oh, so you didn't believe so and so. No, on that basis, compensate me. Even though I have not copyrighted. If you just want a simple thing, Dave Chappelle signed a contract, remember?
Yeah.
In perpetuity.
Yeah.
Lo and behold, it came right back around to show that in spite of that contract, the intent was not wholesome. It never had nothing good about it. And it screwed him in the head.
Mm-hmm.
Dave, get your money.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
Yeah. And that was just my thing, just setting that off. I would just say, it was more of like an empathic situation.
Yeah,
like, all right, you don't say, oh, you don't say, they really don't.
I wonder how much you would have asked them for.
Yeah, they say, oh, you know, I'm not talking about.
Because TikTok, we're talking about, you know. On TikTok, I hear last night takes half of what you make. Let's say, I didn't even know this shit.
Even know the legal issues is up to
TikTok. There you go.
Well, all I can know is that you think that I'm going to agree with them, you know. For lack of a better word, also.
1000%.
Seafood industry.
But say, but turn back.
Is that the same?
Is
that?
I think that's
like
best for
in the world.
No, it's not jarring.
Some raw souls.
Some raw souls.
Some raw souls.
Remember we used to go on session.
I love that.
Yeah, it's not raw souls.
That's making them into some raw souls. Look how the truth is, bro. Me and Sidney people, them put up them phone and all them said, when I go, me said,
who is this dude that was in there? Shalom.
You know, Sidney,
Shalom. No, in bun, the whole of TikTok, like, yeah, in bun this stuff.
So. I didn't see one of the other people in the situation there.
What?
Yeah, no. That is sad. You know, why are you so looking at it?
No.
It's two of them now, was it?
It's two of them then?
Yeah, like.
Oh, no, both of them that were in the video.
Right.
Both of them were in the same video, ironically. So, I saw it. So, we did it for my picture. We see this dude like you want to talk to him, then they're like, you know the match thing, bro?
Mm.
So, you know match? Grand,
I see it, but I don't really understand it, but I see it.
So now they say, yo,
bro, we're up to the time.
Me versus you, and people are going to vote for me. Those who are viewing, they're like, oh, yeah, vote for me, I vote for you.
Mm.
You get more votes, you win, I get more votes, I win, pretty much. And that's how the roses and the other toys and shit we see them show up on the screen, that's where it comes.
Which is money.
And then they pay for that.
Yes.
So, of course, you and the fun thing now is like, who can be more outrageous? Who can say the wildest shit just to get attention? They come down to where I come be for attention.
Yeah.
So, $2 the point now, I come be for attention. And one wanna say, like, you might use some weird voice. Like, I say, oh, you think you're a killer? You don't even know. Say, man, like some cartoon thing. And man, I say, that weirdly, like, what you wanna come from? I'm gonna say, yo, I'm a country boy, just live around the road from you.
Uh-oh.
You don't run the file and you say you're a killer.
Uh-oh.
Like what boy say. I never said that. The last word man saying.
Jesus.
A gate fly open, let the man look up and run off. So because it was him and the next dude sitting next to you. Mm. And the next dude run off and then him run off. And you hear, boop, boop, and you can hear a shot saying, I say, you know. That's something serious.
The next dude, then much, you know, that like, much.
Yeah, well, yeah. The same man with the, oh, you say you were a killer, man. You lose accent.
No, cause
everything.
I think for
him lose all composure.
Him not really.
There's no way this could happen.
But it's demolished.
Crazy.
When man start to calculate, because them say, you have a set of youth nowhere. Them a watch everybody thing. Who a get how much roses and yeah.
So
and man calculate how much money you have. So you have to start paying me.
Typical Jamaican thing, and not even just that. Craigie knows this from being in the music industry, when you have the people in around you and never watch your coffee more than you, it's just not translated online. That's all that's happening now, you know.
And more blatant.
Yeah.
Because people used to hide and try to rob you, or hide and scam you, know. No.
Damn.
All the upfront, you know. Come with me, you know.
Not Carolina.
When you're willing to kill somebody, who are you alive, you know?
On live, you know.
On live. You kill the person on live.
Bruh.
That's insane.
You're different than we are, you know.
But all you did hear it, it was the person on the other side of the match that set up the group like that. It was an AI character, eh?
No, it was a real. That's what I said.
No, it's not a real.
Yeah, man, it's a real. That's why I'm saying, like, so after you
even
get shot.
Even the movements of the eye and everything and the voice.
Oh, like, so yeah, had like a filter on
everything.
But
okay.
Is that really good? So even after you get shot, like you must say, you're shot anyway. So you lose team, you drop character totally in it.
Really?
Yeah, because you must be, oh, you said you were a killer. And,
I saw that.
You know, the cartoon boy said it, like, after you lose character totally, like, must say, oh, you're shot anyway. And then start talking to himself, no, man, I'm good. They run off, they're supposed to get to it. Like, he must try to convince himself, say, I'm good.
Oh,
you know what I mean? That's the thing. I don't think he was involved. I don't know nothing about the whole game, I don't know. But as an independent, I don't think I'm involved.
Yeah.
I really wish FLA would just give the money to someone and not tell them, say, you know, smile and have the people come for a bit. Maybe that would be all right.
That's going to be another conversation.
Yeah, Shane was next level disrespect. When we say that, I said, what kind of disrespect?
Bro,
you are fired by a fire. I will not give you a fire. And instead, smile and have the people come
for a bit. What? I did not say that.
I'm flirt.
Yeah, you tell women to flirt.
Yeah, I kid you not.
No, and then
I saw it
and I said, not more than somebody did that.
I saw it, yeah, just
it. And I'm on them and said, no, it really goes a mess about.
She ain't a bad man in her life.
Hold on. You know many people in this country beg, plead.
So,
show picture of them picnic and,
right.
And talk about them family.
Right.
And boy, bust them head see me.
It's funny.
After getting what them want from them, and you want to tell people that when Shatter show up in front of them, they said to Shatter, hi, how are you doing?
Right. No, because I'm saying,
I know you're aware that I'm,
yeah.
I have some money, but I'm going to give it to you, and I want to wish you a really great
please
evening.
Please don't shoot me.
Hold on, bro. These guys,
there's
no money.
Yeah.
Wait, I have a second phone. You want this one too?
No, I don't understand.
Guys, you have the nicest shoes. Come talk to me.
Come talk to me.
I bet the money telling you.
I don't understand it. Type of it.
Smile and not be funny.
Yeah.
And then the woman.
Apply customer service. That's
the
woman.
That woman was flirting.
When I go to my head, I'm like, oh, Rocky, you're so sexy. Oh, my God.
Right?
Yeah.
I expect it not to
bust. No, like,
I mean, no, like, I mean,
I'm assuming
awesome she's never first again.
I never thought that was
awesome. 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 Give me first.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
That's so hot.
Would you like these shoes?
You like my shirt?
By the way, you know what's up? Tell me when we reach home.
Well, I'll show you something. I'll tie it down together. So we're talking about TikTok. I said TikTok, make you have an episode.
Yeah.
When you remember...
Rossos?
Yeah, Rossos, sorry. When you remember the criminals who went live on TikTok, and the police did a bad job in the place. Police saved someone life. TikTok saved someone life.
But you man them
TikTok saved someone life.
And them there, they deserve the category.
First, I'm saying, say you can't kill me. When they find life, if you kill me, I kill you in front of all of you.
That's mad,
sis. No, man. But for your man, as a killer, you don't know why I'm gonna say, oh.
Sweaty.
Oh, I'm gonna say, bombard star.
If I hold me. In the sound low.
I am the man who's bleed out that. You know what I'm gonna say? You're flying to you. Yo! Charge down the door, you know? And the man must say, any of them fly the door the wrong time, you know?
Yeah,
man. Oh, fly right, but you see, police, them smart, you know? Police, up to now, you know, the police are communicating to the man, you know?
Mm-hmm.
While the door locked. So then, what happened now is you
squad
inside.
Squad my life, don't you?
You know what you do? So you start shouting at the man and squad in our answer, you know?
Hey.
But one thing them prove to you, you know? All the while we tell them, say, bad man dead, you know, car, you know?
Don't be it,
but man, be it to call me.
But you see, it come right back around to this. As I said, this word is this competition for attention.
Yeah.
Ugly man. Can
I say it? Things like, the biggest problem.
No, yeah, but life. It's like as God, man.
But they are willing. Oh, people are willing to do anything and everything just for. Attention, just for some views and some likes and some sticker and something.
How much time you see a man do a lie? 3-4 of them with gun. Yo, we there now. But this is, and you have said, bro, how that.
What are you doing?
You know that the technology can make you be found like that.
Just that.
Well, what it is erasing, you know.
But there are people, the biggest problem we have in the Greg is the amount of people who, just like them, water get old. The amount of people
who feel it.
When they're probably live and I say,
yeah.
Yo, Charlie, rape.
Normalizing.
Women.
Okay.
Women and men.
What is it erasing?
It joked you.
I'm trying to remember what train I thought.
No, it's.
No, man, Lord, man. No, man, Mikey.
No,
Mikey, memory good, man.
Well, until you can finish. You see, what we are seeing now is. TikTok is bringing out what we really feel and encourage in Jamaica.
I know what I was going to say.
Yes, you can go.
Yeah, it's erasing people personal and internal validation.
Yeah.
It's like you're looking for people on the outside to tell you what you are.
Yeah.
You're looking for people on the outside to tell you, say, yo, that man, that tough in the dog. People from the outside have to tell you, say, you look good. People on the outside have to tell you, say, you're successful. People say, you don't have no further respect for yourself.
Yeah.
You can't tell yourself, say, you're confident. You can't tell yourself, say, you look good. You can't tell yourself, say, you're successful. Mm-hmm. You can't tell yourself, say, you're good enough.
No.
So nobody now have that now. No. Nobody now have that no more. So, so everybody come in like something like a soft leaf. Mm-hmm. And it breeze blow them go any fucking direction.
What do you think Instagram did make for that?
Yeah, your son's not in your father.
Everything.
What do you think Instagram did make for?
Maybe that's why she said obsolete.
No, bro. Instagram became the biggest thing, primarily because you were able to curate
a
life. So when you put out some life out there, then he posts 100 picture. Fashionable Irie the most. She gets X amount of attention. Another girl come along. Nobody them know that girl from Adam. She have on literally a thread of clothes. Everybody go. Suddenly now then he grown up on part, you know. And they must say, she not qualify again, you know.
Cash. Nah, show the two batty jar then.
And then you what?
Even one.
Yeah. So,
and then it start come down to who have more batty jar.
Yeah.
Well,
Instagram has become batty jar contest.
Oh,
I swear
1,000%. You know what? It's so funny that you guys.
Instagram is naked, girl, nigga.
Yeah,
you know.
No. I'll just quickly say this. There was a phase when I was promoting two songs. And the pictures that I posted for those songs, the whole content ends, I was always in a bikini or something. So many people started complaining.
We're
so many people started complaining.
We don't forget.
She's never clothed, blah, blah, blah. You know what I'm saying, Craigie?
What posted
a photograph, fully clothed. My mean from head to toe, I want a cap, I want a hoodie, look. All the way down, you cannot see no skin, and I caption. They say I am never fully clothed, but here I am fully clothed and still good. 1.5%
No. You see, that's what I can't do.
That's what I can't do.
Yeah. So it's true. You already validated when you did forward this thing. But the girl and who?
They need it.
They need to go around when you do. Because them go around, you know, that means they're more popular than
it's
you.
It's about the job contest and I had that dream. Like, everybody does a show the best things that they do.
Yes.
Most times, the best things that we really, you know, we can't take up my phone for them.
No.
I really enjoy it.
No,
it's
not true.
It's an extreme sponge.
It is.
It's an extreme sponge.
It
everybody
is.
Everybody has to outdo the next.
Yeah.
And that, you know, bad man.
Yeah.
The thoughts of what you're willing to do. Few years ago, you know, we start pre some big party. The Frenchman, and then I'm still on. We are saying, yo, only three reach a Frenchman. Cause as far as we know, you know, would it be the ill of it? Work it out if you go to KFC, you know. So me I say, and then very clearly tell me the truth. You know, it takes a certain amount of man to get a certain set of man to get certain things. So when you match it, them have the way to get the ticket, them to get the clothes, them to get transport, to get the hotel. Good. I mean, I say, so like three man manufacturer. No man.
I see what I tell you. Them look at you, they will make man take off them brief. Them look at you.
Take off them brief. Put on back them brief.
Right, you know, I remember.
I remember.
It was like youths, like prep school
youths,
and
then
let's not forget,
it explode.
The RUC. I feel like you know what it is, and I love my culture.
Well, RUC or something.
But Jamaican people, I feel like them just try to normalize and everything that's bad. Oh no, you don't want
RUC.
Yeah, that's the point that I was making. You know, I said, you know, it bring out what we really
encourage
in our society.
You know
what,
Jamaica or what Trump is to America?
You know, it's funny, everyone goes to this.
Lots of people came for other people before and miss. And them gone on seeing me.
Yeah, but in this case, you can't miss somebody. Like, the girl,
yeah, the girl's story,
no, it's a lie, I was an apprentice.
Yeah.
Set it aside and that kind of story, no, make it by far the victims.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
Because
100%.
When you tell them that from is a certain man gone in a life, you know, oh, the man can't tell me nothing. Jay-Z can't stand while some man got up.
You think so?
If you mean to stand, bro, if now get my rating from certain man go down, Jay-Z have to go down.
How?
Simply because all things intertwine, bro. Just like with R. Kelly.
No!
There are 100 people on R. Kelly 24-7 and I'm winding up in a courthouse. Where the rest of man them dead? Did it?
Yeah, oh, you mean,
you have to go through 40 bridges.
I feel like you're joining two things you shouldn't be joining. Did you have him camp, all right? Everybody, you, them two are just an entertainer.
Yeah.
Kirk got off him camp, then he got off our camp.
Yeah.
Them are going to go somewhere, them are going to unite, them are going to par. At the end of the day, Kirk will go start with him camp, then he will go start with your camp.
Yeah.
When did he go start with one guy for a little bit of them?
Sorry, I don't know that, man.
When you hear them, all that people, they don't tell you.
Let it lie.
A lot of people can say whatever they want to say. That's the internet. That's what they're made for.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, if me know you as a professional, me even know you too professional.
Yeah.
If you think you're gonna leave me and say, look, I feel motherfucker 30-year-old, yeah, foul. You think you're gonna leave me and say that to me?
No, but you think you could have blood clot at a party in my yard with 10 people there, you being one of them, and me have some 13-year-old girl, and you walk and tell people every day, say, me? Oh, hell no, I never see that shit.
But what I'm saying to you, Craig, what I said to you, beef, you see, if I'm gonna look on somebody and say, look, fuck a 13-year-old girl, it's not for being bestest friend or you say, nah, I'm going to snitch for him. You're not going to say that to a random stranger, you're not going to say that to a co-worker.
Yeah, but you're not a bestest friend when you have money, you know, bro. That's what the fuck with
you. And if you have money for money and you say you're not a bestest friend,
to me, man.
You're not going to have money for that.
I mean, right, man, I said to you, bro, one of the biggest problems people like Lids have is that the more you need to cover ground, is the more people you fucking need.
No, the problem with it is that he's a sick man. Like, nobody
knows. Who the fuck on people growing them like the sick, bro? Who?
Yeah, but
the fuck you come, how you come to know people sick? It must be blood clot, the circle, after a while at some point, bro. Even if it come down.
Yeah. So you believe that Jay-Z, you had that circle?
All you can tell is, life might have changed, no.
Remember that the last.
But he's been there fucking done that, bro.
I don't believe that.
And but then these are their boys, so
that's what we did. Poor
Justin
Bieber.
Poor Justin Bieber.
A lot of people don't know, and I know Kirby can back me up when I say this. Do not say anything.
Careful.
Usher was like 16 when he was singing Nice and Slow 7 o'clock on the 16 years.
They were babies. Wanna do you like some like homework?
Yeah, man.
Homework. This is a little boy.
Yeah, so I mean, right. I mean, at them age, I think them things are still in.
Yeah.
So don't play like
No.
But when you go amongst adults and with them argument,
yes. And that's your message to adults.
Yeah, you're supposed to be, you know.
That's why I'm telling you, the whole fucking business is so
corrupt.
The idea of putting all these quote unquote fucked cows up there and saying, yeah, man.
Why do the cows have to be
fucked? No, because the opposite of it is sleeping cows, bro.
Okay.
Oh. Right. Oh. Right.
Jesus, you can just say unsacred.
Right?
Oh my God.
Unsacred for real.
Bro, look at that and say, wait, let me say me, go look for the world.
No, no, bro, let's all be
educated. No, come on, I'm sacred.
We're learning mad words. I'm looking at the
eyes. If you want to get with the program, Gen Zers say my flowers were gassed.
Your flowers were gassed.
Yeah. I'm feeling.
Are your flowers always gassed?
Not always, but sometimes.
Is it that your flowers are gassed or you have gassed flowers?
We should stop. We should stop. Yeah, right.
They might
<Yeah.
laughs>
yeah. You don't know, of course, I'll pick up our sponsors yet again.
Plastic?
Yeah, plastic, no ice. Oh, ice.
Plastic.
That could be missing, though.
Plastic, no ice.
And if so, you can spend the money. Yeah. Hey.
Do not advertise me.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, that is why it's unscripted. That is why.
William!
You hear that?
Yo, Willie! Call me, bro!
Short Rodney.
Yeah.
Relax about that.
Big plastic.
Kids. Yeah.
Boss! Don't do the juicy.
Whoa. Wow.
Yeah, you had a good day.
Why you always have to go to hell, bro?
Mother's knitting, yeah.
Hey, bro, yellow. Any party words?
Be with yourself.
Thank you.
Yeah. I'm just happy to be here, man.
Respect people boundaries.
Respect people boundaries.
Boundaries.
Rodney.
Yeah, big up all the words with meaning and Google.
Yeah.
Very
good. Yeah, big up all the silent letters out there, I don't know. The K's and the, you know, the F's and
good
the
M's. Good to know.
Yeah.
Oh!
No, I feel like someone appreciated.
As you said, the silent letters, I want to make, I keep saying it, and talk about the story all the time, just as a final note. There's a line in a song that I heard. The K, do them like the K in the night. Do you know how fucking smart you have to be to understand that shit?
Yeah.
You can't don't get that, you know?
Yeah. That's. We could have a better closing than that. We done. We done like the K in the night.
Yeah.